Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, something unbelievable happened yesterday when we got off the air. I went home and scrolled through Twitter, and there was a tweet directed at you and I from Mr. Robert Irvine. I did not know who Robert Irvine was. It turns out he has 400,000-something Twitter followers. He's a chef, an entrepreneur, hosts Food Network shows. He saves restaurants on these shows. He has a protein bar that just came out. He's got a line of spirits that just came out. He's a fitness guru. People know this man across the planet. And he reached out to us because he was doing something locally yesterday. And I figured we needed to look into this. We needed to get to the bottom of it with our friend Folsey, who reached out to Robert Irvine. And look who's on the Nemacolin fan hotline, Mr. Robert Irvine. Robert, how are you today, sir?
How are you?
We're good. Our first question is, why us? Why Ron and I? We're just two innocent, aging radio hosts.
Well, the good thing about aging radio hosts is like aging cooks. We talk a lot. So I follow you guys. I was in the area. You know, I have a protein bar. You said, funnily enough, that the protein bar just started. It's actually 8 years old. We opened our new plant today. You guys are the number one radio show, and I love radio guys. And so we're all together. That's why I reached out.
What were you doing in Pittsburgh last night, Robert?
So we had one of my Irvine Spirits signings at a local fine wine and good spirit store. And then today we opened our new plant, which is pretty awesome, about 45 minutes outside of town. So now we have two plants where we make our bars. We've hired 300 folks right here in Pittsburgh. And our spirits made in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. So we're PA people.
Where are you based at?
So I'm on the road 345 days a year, literally out of a suitcase. So tonight I'll be back in Philly. Then I'll be in around Allentown on Thursday. Then San Francisco next week. Just all over the place.
What's your body fat? I just saw you lifting weights. It's unbelievable. You're my age, which makes us both slightly younger than Ron. How do you stay in this kind of shape?
I think I'm about 8% right now, but, you know, I keep it going. I keep it going. Lift every day. I've got the younger guys I lift with that push me. And, of course, I'm married to an athlete. So, Gail Kim, the wrestler. So she pushes me, too. So, hey, it's fun. Getting old sucks because it hurts when you get out of bed in the morning.
How do you manage to stay trim when you're on the road 345 days
a year?
It's hard to get up in a hotel and make some sort of healthy meal, isn't it?
Well, it's funny. I've got chefs that travel with me because I'm on a TV show. So I take two chefs with me when I'm on the show, which is pretty much every week. So I get to eat pretty good, although I can go to restaurants and I can eat in hotels or whatever. But listen, you can control whatever you eat. If you want to do it, it all depends on the discipline you have. It's like getting up in the morning, going to work out. You know, I have to do it because I enjoy it, but I have a brand that's all about health and fitness. So you can't not look the part as well as play the part.
Robert Irvine on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Have you ever seen the photo that's out there of a shirtless Ron Cook, my partner here? He looks like an aging Hemingway. He's got unbelievable tone to his upper body. Have you seen this, Robert?
I have not, but now I'm going to have to Google it.
Ron,
please,
I'm
do yourself a favor and don't waste your time. Joe's exaggerating.
I am not exaggerating. This swept the whole town, Robert. This guy shirtless.
Well, listen, I'm gonna have to find it, print it, and carry it on my shows.
That would be great. Something to
aspire to.
There you go.
How do I quit sugar and caffeine? I've been trying this. I've quit like 100 times both of these things, especially caffeine, since the early 90s. I've been trying and have failed miserably, which is why I don't look like an aging Ernest Hemingway. I look like an aging John Candy.
Listen, I would say sugar first. And do you drink a lot of coffee or tea?
Yeah, a lot of coffee.
So I drink black tea. I don't drink coffee. Very occasionally when I'm working out, I'll drink one cup of coffee a day. But I used to drink 8 pots of coffee a day.
8 pots?
Yeah, literally. I was, and then like 16 Red Bulls, and then, lattes with quad shots. I mean, I used to be a real caffeine freak. But now I just drink black tea. With nothing in it. It's much better for me. It's better for you too. So cut the caffeine out.
How have you lived that long doing all that stuff?
Hey, I don't know. I seem to get better looking. I don't know what it is, Ron and Joe. I'm getting better looking as I get older.
What is this? Tell us about this protein bar.
Yes, I'm interested
Fit
in that.
Fit Crunch.
So Fit Crunch is in about 95,000 retail locations. It's a great product. I designed it and started 8 years ago right here in Pittsburgh. We now have about, I don't know, 12, 15 flavors. You can get them in Costco, Walmart. I mean, they're just everywhere. So we started that because my kids wouldn't eat breakfast. And in fact, I'm calling you from my meeting right now about Fit Crunch. We literally opened 100,000 square foot facility this morning.
Beautiful.
Charleroi.
Charleroi, right? Yes. Awesome.
So, yeah.
And putting people to work, that's a great
thing.
Putting
people to work and making sure Pittsburgh's on the map. And it's so funny because everything we do, guys, supports our Robert Irvine Foundation, which gives back to our first responders and men and women who wear the cloth of our nation, Gold Star families, Medal of Honor recipients, etc. RobertIrvineFoundation.org. It's really cool.
Really cool. Our friend Folsey, otherwise known as Matt Cole, has a question for you, Robert.
Yeah, Robert, I was wondering about Restaurant Impossible and how you even did you come up with that idea and how did that all come to be and why are celebrity chefs, and I'm not necessarily saying that you are one of these people, but why does it seem like they are always angry in these shows? Is that just playing it up for TV ratings or are they actually angry people?
First of all, yes, I did come up with Restaurant Impossible. It came after a show, Dinner Impossible, which was based on my life in the military, of going somewhere, having, you know, no food, no equipment, and having to feed, you know, 20,000 people at a time kind of thing. So Restaurant Impossible came after about 4 years of Dinner Impossible. It's now in its 13th year, 300-plus episodes, 96% success rate of saving restaurants in the last 3 years since COVID. And it's a show that really changes people's lives. And I mean, it really changes. You talk about reality TV not being reality. This is the only reality show that is real. And you can ask anybody who's been on it, or the volunteers. But I think angry chefs are portrayed because that's the old style of a chef. You know, when I grew up in the military and things, they would throw things at you, right, and demean you. Obviously, nowadays, you can't do that because there are laws against that. But that's how I grew up. Gordon Ramsay is not that mean, I don't think. I think it's just a camera trick. It's a game to make people tune in to see what he's going to say next.
What if, for those of us who haven't seen the show, what do you mean saving restaurants? Is it like you take over a house and rebuild it? How do you save a restaurant?
Well, literally, I walk in with no knowledge of the people. I taught them, and within 48 hours, they're normally failing anywhere from 300, half a million, $1 million. I walk in 48 hours later, I've changed the decor, redone the restaurant, redone the menu, retrained the staff, and we open the next day, literally, 6 o'clock the next day. And that's what I mean by saving restaurants. Most of these are failing. Actually, they're not most of them. All of them are failing. And I literally go in and become the drill sergeant and fix them.
Any sporting loyalties, Robert? Do you follow sports? Do you have favorite teams around the world?
I do. Manchester United and the Eagles. I know it's the wrong thing to say in Pittsburgh, but there you go.
The Eagles, Robert.
Yeah, Pittsburgh people don't like Philly fans too much, Robert.
I know, but here's the thing. When I go to a Pittsburgh game, I look like a Pittsburgh fan. When I go to a Philly guy, I look like a Philly guy.
So you ride, you blow with the wind, so to speak.
I blow wind.
Robert, we appreciate the time. I won't get into Ron's story of when he went to a nude beach. Have you ever been to one of those?
I have never been to a nude beach, guys. No, I don't think I would look good on a nude beach. But I don't know.
Ron, do you want to tell that story
to
Robert?
I was told by a good friend of mine to tell you about my cooking skills, which are none. You know, what's the first step to learning how to cook? Help out a guy that can microwave, can maybe boil some pasta, or else go to the drive-thru at some fast food place. What should I do, Robert?
I'll tell you what I'll do. When I come back to Pittsburgh, I'll come in the studio and I'll show you how to cook. I'll bring some stuff and I'll show you how to cook.
That would be wonderful. We're going to hold you to that.
When are you coming back?
I'll make sure Justin, my guy, sets up some time and reaches out. And we'll come in. I'll bring some burners and we'll mess about. I'll teach you the basics of food.
That would be wonderful.
Incredible. Robert, thank you for reaching out to
us. Good luck to you.
Doing great work in Pittsburgh. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Listen, can you just let your listeners know that you can get Irvine's vodka or gin at Fine Wines Good Spirits, and every time they buy that, it goes to our foundation to help our men and women and our first responders, and money goes to them. So they're doing good stuff.
What a great cause.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
How about that, Ron?
He's going to come in and teach me how to cook.
We're going to turn into a cooking
show.
You
talk about it.
What if we did? It'd be perfect because we have a cook.
You talk about an impossible restaurant. I'm an impossible cook.
That would be fantastic to have this man in here. He's fun. I'm going to watch his show now. I can't believe that happened. He's 56.
He's 56.
Born in September of 65.
Where's he from? Is he London?
England, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm pretty smart with accents.
What a nice man. All right.
He picked us because we're the best, Joe. What can you say?
Yeah. I wonder why he did. Well, that's what he said. He picked us because we're the best.
He might have sent that note out to 80,000 other people, too, but.
Not via tweet like that.
Not via tweet, Ron. He came after us in a good
very
way.
Very specifically.
Directly and very specifically. I should have asked him if he reads Ron's stuff. I think he does.
That cooking thing is absolutely going to happen.
That's going to happen. It is.
Like, if we want it to happen, it can happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.